We're less than a year apart. What are you, an Aquarius or Capricorn?
I'm a Capricorn.
You're a Capricorn. That makes sense.
Everybody says that, and I don't know what it means.
Hey guys.
We did it.
Welcome back to the channel.
We're a little EP.
We're a little today. EP. A little. I was so hangry. I was hangry majority of the day. Let me tell you what had happened.
What had happened was
I just came back home from my mom's place, and she lives a couple towns over, a couple cities over. And I went to work straight from my mom's place. And then I realized all the lunch that I had made was back in my mom's place. So
great.
I had made lunch for today, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. Four lunches, just not with me. So I did not eat not one thing all day today. So I went all the way back to my mom's place, and I was so, I've never been that hangry in my life.
My brother literally keeps granola bars in the car because I'm constantly hungry and constantly hangry. And that solves most of the problems.
I should do that. But the only thing is I eat a lot.
Yeah, no, same.
So those granola bars do not even last me a full day.
That's so the secret.
That's
to being small, people, is just constant.
That's what it is.
Constantly pissed off.
That's literally what it is. Oh, let me show you what this is.
Yeah, what is that?
So.
It's broken.
No. It's got lips and a tip.
That's appropriate.
It's a glass.
Oh.
Yeah.
I understand now.
Yeah.
Someone's going to take lips and a tip out of context like I just did.
So. I can't drink it from the lips. I have to drink it from the tip.
You need to add more context. You need to.
It's a little.
Oh my God.
It's a little dark. Ugh.
The content police is going to come for you.
Guys, but what happens if I drink from the lips?
Oh my Jesus. It just like spills.
That's
everywhere.
What I think. It's not as resourceful coming from the lips. Tip it
I
is.
Might put, I might, you try in my face. You are trying me today, sir. Oh my God, we need to introduce ourselves, and I don't think that I can do it in this current state.
I'm the hangry boy. JJ.
I don't think I can do it. You got to come up with one.
I did. I'm the hangry boy.
Oh my God. Para mí. For me.
Oh, okay.
You have left me in a state, sir.
And she's fully recovered.
I think so.
Yeah. Congratulations, y'all. She had COVID. Now she's in COVID.
For the fifth time.
That is crazy.
Fifth time.
You guys better be happy that we've maintained a good recording schedule and you guys are still getting this episode when we get this episode.
Yeah. Listen, that time, objectively the worst. I've had almost every variant I think that I could have had in my current state. That was rough. I had a fever for like probably 6 days. The highest I got was like 104, I think, was like with Tylenol. So it would have been higher. It was.
What does that like mean?
104, hot, almost dead.
Is that like 36?
It's pretty bad. I feel like it's almost higher. Let's do math.
Let's do some quick math.
Here. 104.
While they're doing that, I'm going to flex with the camera.
F to centigrade. 40.
Ooh. 40 degrees internally?
Yeah, I was not okay.
Y'all, we were so incapacitated last week. It was so bad. It was so bad.
I had an excuse for the record.
I had to. The reason why I was not available last week is because one of the members from the group I'm in, the Weeby, they're an exchange student. So they were going back to Norway. So the last possible opportunity that we could hang out was the Tuesday. And I was like, okay, you know what? I will have to take a day off the pod.
It's okay. Cause I was dead inside and outside.
She was dead on the inside and the outside. So it's all fine.
Quite literally deceased.
It's all fine. It all worked. I've only had COVID twice. The second time was really bad. I think I had the night that I knew I had COVID, I had a nightmare. Mm-hmm. And you know those weird nightmares where you know you're sick? I don't know. It's weird. I can't describe it. I had a nightmare that night and I woke up and I said, I have COVID. And then I went back to bed and then I woke up and I did a test and lo and behold, I had COVID.
interesting.
Right.
That's bizarre.
My dreams are weird, bro.
I didn't have a dream. I knew from experience. I looked at my boss and I was like, dude, either I'm going to pass out or I'm going to go home. And I've already passed out in front of him once. So he just kind of looks at me. He's like, you're good. Bye.
Yeah. And then lo and behold, Co-Corona.
My Sharona. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do. And it's her fifth time. She's the fifth Corona boy. Gabby. I'm the hangy boy, JJ, and welcome back to another episode of Ginger Garbage, y'all.
What are we talking about today? We didn't really decide.
Or what are we talking about? I think it's more of a chill episode, guys.
I think the bit was today was just kind of hanging out.
Hanging out, just because why not? Why not? How are you guys doing? Yeah, play us a little ditty. We should do some musical interludes for you guys. We'll sing songs. Okay. We'll do something for you. Okay, Gabby's setting up her... Yeah, we will.
I can't get this over the thing.
Don't worry. She gonna get it over.
And the crowd goes wild. I can play ukulele. I just don't want to.
No, play it for us. Play it for us for real. We'll make up a song right now. We'll call it The Fifth Time I Got COVID.
Oh. Bad!
Please!
So this is... I don't remember. Oh, you know what it is? It's out of key. That's why it sounds bad. It's not tuned. It's not me, obviously.
No, it would never be you. Never, never that. Never that. Never that.
That's close enough. So anyway, I have relative pitch. I feel like we talked about this. Anyway, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm done with this bit.
Oh, she brought out the tuner, y'all. Flame.
That's actually right. Ooh.
Oof. Lord.
You're supposed to be an A. Oh, I'm doing the wrong one.
I was going to say, you're going down.
I'm an idiot.
No, it's okay.
Man, people are going to look back at this and be like, this is the best podcast episode.
Right.
G, C, E, A.
Oh, it's different. It's different than bass. There we go.
I did it.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm gonna sing you a song.
Okay, do it.
He's really entertained right now.
No, sorry. While you're doing this, I'm literally scratching my. I'm scratching my under because I've been wearing this tank all day, so my are so itchy.
You need to think about that.
So itchy. So itchy. So itchy. Right. So itchy.
Okay. People have already turned off. People have turned off the show.
Okay. What are we actually talking about today? What's the first thing that we said we were going to talk about? Let's get into it. Hope y'all have been doing well. I hope y'all have had a great holiday season. Actually, I don't even know what episode this is going to air at. This is definitely way after the holiday season. For context, right now, the date is December 27th. When this episode airs, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Could be tomorrow.
It could be tomorrow. It won't be tomorrow.
What did you get for Christmas? Even though this is really badly timed.
This is poorly badly timed. This is probably going to come out in like March or something.
So what did you get for Christmas?
I got so many good things for Christmas. This wine glass, first of all. Shout out to Serenity. I got my tip.
The mildly phallic imagery on it.
Mildly.
What else do you get for Christmas? I almost said breakfast.
I got too many cheese products. I don't know what it is with my... I don't know. All from work, I got a whole... My boss gave each of us massive... package of charcuterie products.
Ooh.
So we can do a whole board multiple times. My boss makes a lot of money. And then my coworker got me a cheese board. Let me go get it. Hold on.
I'll just show you. Really nice.
I will show you.
All right, everyone. He has walked away. I am going to, what am I going to do? Oh, I have gummy bears. We can ASMR unwrap the gummy bears. Hang on one second.
There she is. Oh.
Y'all, if you could see his face right now.
I need an adult. I'm scared.
Gummy bears, though.
I'm scared.
I never get gummies. Ooh. That looks really nice.
Chiz.
As long as you don't eat camembert with it.
Chiz, it says, boy, camembert, parmesan, gorgonzola, handcrafted, and cheddar.
I like how you said that with a French accent, even though most of those are Italian cheeses.
I know, right?
I love the commitment to the bit.
Set.
Fromage. Repetition avec moi. Fromage.
Sheesh. I'll just say it in an accent, yeah.
Cheers. Okay, yeah, that's one of the things I got. What'd you get?
I didn't get anything for Christmas.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah, my cousin got me a planter thing for plants, which is really interesting because I can't grow, like, I kill all plants. I killed a succulent. It was almost impressive.
Killed a succulent? How did you manage that?
I killed a succulent.
What the hell? What are you doing to your succulents?
I didn't water it, so I was like, oh, I'm going to water it, and then I watered it too much, and then it died.
You have one job. It's to water them.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to water the succulent. That's the problem. It says a cactus. Anyway, I have
a few
issues with my new herb garden that I'm going to attempt. I'm a little nervous about it, though.
Where are you growing it? Are you going to, like, do you ever?
I have a balcony.
Oh.
So I'm going to try my best.
Okay. Let me know
how that goes. It comes with little pots, and it's very girly, and I'm very excited.
I want to do girly pop things.
Well, come on over.
I'm trying to. The money is tight. I got my car fixed. Y'all.
So that's what you spent your money on.
That's literally what I spent my money on. I couldn't get anyone gifts because I had to get my car fixed. And it was too much money. I'm not going to say on the pod how much money it was, but it was too much money. Owning a car is not fun.
Is that the one that I tried to help you fix?
No, that was my old one. That one fell apart. I had to get a new one after that. Yeah.
Why are you trying to fix a new one?
Why I had to get this fixed? So I will say off the pod because it's stupid and something I could have avoided, but I didn't. And
got it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want the manly men to come and get me and be like, he's not a manly man. No, it's I'm not a manly man.
I'm the manly man in this relationship.
She's the big
We've
boy.
We've established that.
She doesn't care about little boy me. She cares about big boy her. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are going to, with this new rebrand, they're going to be like, what are your pronouns? Because I think you've used every single one for me in the last 10 minutes.
Listen, every pronoun works. I use, come on, bro. I also say, girl, come on. And I also say, big boy, her. Big boy, her. Every single pronoun I've used for you.
And they.
And they. I've used every single pronoun. Unapologetically.
Every single one.
Unapologetically.
And you know what? I am 100% okay with all of them.
Good. You better be.
I wasn't going to get out of it anyway.
Let me show you my party trick. Ready?
Listen, we've been over this. I hate that. I hate that so much. For the people that cannot see us right now, we have been over this before. He is double jointed in his fingers, and I deal with a lot of things in my life that have to deal with people being of different abilities and different things that they can do or just end up doing. And it scares the crap out of me that this man can bend his fingers all the way back.
And I'm doing the wave. Y'all can't see it. I wish y'all could see it.
We need to do in-person videos very soon.
We need to. Don't worry. That's happening very soon. Very, very soon. My brother also wants to come on the pod, but I said, hey, if you're going to come on the pod, I also have to get Gabby's brother on the pod and just do a sibling. Oh.
He would hate that.
Oh.
He would hate that so much.
Oh.
I tried to talk to him. Oh, that's over Christmas. He was being like a jerk. I don't know what was going on. So I was trying to talk to him about like something that I had done, like some voice acting thing. And he's like, what you do is stupid. I'm like, we're not even drinking. What's happening? Like,
yikes.
He was on something that day. So no, I don't think he would be very interested.
Maybe he's hangry. You know who should get on the pod?
What?
You know who we should get on the pod?
Who? It's a smile. What? Okay.
We should get Jim on the pod.
Yeah, you ask him. You have his contact information. He has the most eating grin on his face right now, friends.
If we get Jim on the pod, yeah, we need to get Jim on the pod.
Okay.
Guys, what are we talking about today? What are we talking about?
We're a mess.
Because right now I'm just simping on the main. I can't have this. Where's my phone?
We are.
What the hell? Okay, let me look.
He has a phone.
Okay. Oh, I see you sent me times you would be coming by. Okay, noted. Okay. Let me look up in what we said we were going to do. Can you guys believe this? That her parents never let her watch Disney Channel? That was crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's we did crazy. Talk about that.
We did talk bit. About that before, though.
There was like a whole episode about that.
Yeah. We did a lot of episodes.
We did a whole
favorite comfort that. Foods. We did that.
I know we did that.
We did that already. Oh, a television movie review. The last thing that you watched. What was the last thing that you watched? And what would
what
you
was the
rate
last
it?
Thing that I watched? Ooh, no. I'm about to get controversial.
Get controversial in the main.
I let my family purchase movies that I had no part in over the Christmas holiday, and they managed to buy the worst movies I've ever seen.
Which ones?
And they were trying to gas me up on it. They were like, saw these movies, they're so great or whatever. One of them, excuse me, was The Creator. It released this year. I'd never heard of it. It was a movie made by one of the people that worked on Star Wars. It was an interesting concept. It was about like AI taking over, but then it was awful. And they had like direct references to like the Vietnam War and like literally frame for frame, shot by shot references. Like it was almost horrific to watch.
It's called The Creator?
The Creator. And like it was like sympathizing with AI and like blowing up the world. It was a whole thing. 3.5 out of 10 stars.
Ew, that's, you know,
they
it's not good. Not
spent
even passing
grade. $80 billion or $80 million making that movie. It made $14 million, if that gives you an idea.
Flop. Not her flopping off the charts. Ugh.
That was the last movie that I watched, and it was awful.
Ugh.
I did not enjoy myself. And I'm sitting there the whole time. Like, my family's like, Gabby, shut up. We're trying to enjoy it. And I'm literally pulling up stills from like other movies that the movie is like directly ripping from, and like it was a mess.
Oh, I hate messy movies. I hate messy movies.
It was
3.5 out of 10 though.
3.5 out of 10.
Oh, you can see
they tried. The effects were the only thing that saved it, because they were very impressive. And the child actor that was like the main star was incredible.
Okay, hold on.
Everything else was.
I gotta look this up. The
everything else was
Creator.
2023, because I think there's like a television show.
Oh, it's on Disney Plus.
It's not good.
I don't think I'm going to watch it. It's rated pretty low though still. Okay, that's fine. I don't think I need to watch it. Anyways.
I had no emotional connection to the characters. It feels like, have you ever watched a movie where you're like, I know that there's a whole other movie that they just like deleted? Like, it felt like they had shot the whole thing and then took out like a bunch of different pieces and then tried to salvage it.
That's so bad.
And it was still 2.5 hours.
That sounds like the original, you know, the Avatar, the Last Airbender movie that Mark Shama, whatever his name is.
Shama Lama Lama.
Yeah, him. That sounds like him. It sounds like his movie.
Yeah,
that was bad.
That was an experience. I did not enjoy myself.
Question: have you watched the Percy Jackson movie that came out years ago?
Movie, yes. New series, no. I don't have a Disney Plus account right now.
I just started watching it. It's not bad, but Now, I love Percy Jackson. I have the books sitting at me, like all the Percy Jackson series books are sitting at me right now on my dresser. I bought them. I love this show and I love this and I love the series. Now, what I'm going to say is going to be controversial on the main, but it must be said.
Let's hear it.
I didn't hate the original movie.
I hated the second one. The second one was garbage.
You guys hate fun. You guys hate fun. I get it.
It was awful.
It didn't follow the original. I know it didn't follow the original books at all. But I think that's what was so fun about it. I was like, what the hell is happening?
It was so chaotic. It was like watching the end of the last Twilight movie where it was like 10 minutes of like a dream sequence but wasn't canon at all. That's what it felt like.
And I was waiting for the third one and then I found out there was no third one. I was so impressed.
Good.
I was so upset.
Good.
No, guys, you guys hate fun. Listen, this is a chaotic kind of fun. It's not lawful and it's not true. It is chaotic.
It was very chaotic. That's why 14-year-old me film critic was like, I hate this.
It's like these college students. First of all, he was supposed to be in high school. Why he looked like he's like older than me? And I was in high school. No, actually, I was in,
no, you
I was
weren't.
In elementary school. I was you in were elementary
like
school.
Middle school at best. Because no, I was in elementary school.
When the movies came out, middle school, when I read the books. So that was elementary school. Not me releasing my age. Anyways.
Old ass men. I was at you, but all right.
I'm not that old.
Well, you're older than me.
By one year.
Right now. Only 1 year. Yeah.
We're going to be the same age. In fact, we're not even a full year apart. We're less than a year apart. What are you, an Aquarius or Capricorn?
I'm a Capricorn.
You're a Capricorn. That makes sense.
Everybody says that, and I don't know what it means.
I don't follow the signs like that, but you being a Capricorn makes sense. What is your moon and rising?
Don't make me pull up Snapchat.
Yeah, pull up Snapchat. Go ahead.
Sir, sun is Capricorn.
Right.
Moon is Cancer. Rising in Aries.
Rising in Aries? Makes so much sense.
I don't know what this means.
That makes so much sense. That makes so much sense. Your moon being what? Cancer? I don't know a lot about cancers. I don't. I know mostly about Aries, Scorpios, Pisces. I know a little bit about Leos and Capricorns and Aquarius only because of everyone else around me. But take all of this with a grain of salt, because at the end of the day that you're born does not determine your personality. The people that you're raised around determines your personality. The places you were born determines your personality.
Or you turn out the exact opposite as all those things too, because that's always possible.
Because that's also possible. It's also possible. Speaking of everything being possible all at once.
Oh my God.
I watched Everything Everywhere All at Once. That was a good movie. I watched it twice over the holiday.
It was very good.
It's so good.
That one I enjoyed.
Yeah, that was so good. That was so good. I tried to get my mom to watch it, but she fell asleep in the first couple of minutes. Not because it was boring, because my mom is just always tired.
I watched Marcel the Shell with Shoes On, same studio.
Oh, wow.
I like that movie.
Okay, what was that called?
Marcel the Shell with Shoes On. I love her.
What?
Marcel.
No, I got her. What?
With Shoes On. It's a movie. It's a shell that perceives the world around her in a very funny way.
Oh, the shell. I thought you meant like she's a shelf. I was going to say, damn, we
no,
just
no,
didn't.
No, she's a shell.
Okay, this looks fun.
She's literally a shell.
Oh, it's by A24. Independent artists stand up.
That's what I said, is I freaking love her.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really good.
You know what else is good by A24? Midsommar.
Midsommar, looking it up.
That is a horror movie I've seen 3 times and still pick up new stuff.
And you think I'm going to try watching Saltburn, but I've heard mixed reviews about it.
I've heard mixed reviews. All I know is that it's written by a woman and that's enough for me. I'm going to see it eventually.
Oh, then I have to see it. I support women's rights and women's wrongs.
After you pulled that stunt, you ought to convince the audience.
No, guys. I am all for women. If a woman tells me to get on the floor, I'm getting on the floor.
You better bark like you want it.
Don't play with me. don't play with me. Because I will bark. I cannot bark on the pod.
I barked on stage. It's okay.
You better
you
than
didn't
me.
Know that?
I'll drink to that.
It's funny. I literally, one of our stage managers texted me the other day. They were like, so we're looking at getting a new show so we can get you to do that again.
Just because you barked on stage? Okay, speed dating. Whoop, 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 whoop. Here we go,
are we
guys.
Speed dating?
Oh, we're my doing God. Speed dating. Okay. Okay. Y'all, we're on a date with Gabby. 5 minute speed date. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
My God.
Okay, so tell us your name. What's your name?
My name's G.
Okay.
Gabriel. I don't care.
Perfect.
All pronouns. Don't care.
All pronouns. Don't care. Make note of that. So I'll make note of that. All right. What do you like to do for fun?
I like to be on stage. I like people looking at me and I like dancing and I like doing this because I like making fun of JJ a lot. Sorry. Daddy, sorry. Hang on.
You're forgetting.
Yay. I like playing music badly. I have multiple inanimate objects that I call my children. Mm-hmm. And I like treats. I like food a lot.
All right. And what are you looking for in a man?
Ooh.
Three things that you want.
Ooh. Three things I want.
He's got to have height.
I don't care, actually.
She doesn't care. We love that.
I don't care. I care if he cares, if that makes sense.
You care if he cares. Okay, so we won't
count
that.
So if he's
going to
make
fun
of me.
We won't count that then. We'll only put that down.
Short
if
kings
he cares.
With confidence, love.
Okay, noted. Short kings can get you a piece of the snack. Can get you a drink of this tall glass of water. Okay.
Tall glass of water.
Tall glass of water. New York. New Yorkers, don't attack me, please.
Tolerant. I have a lot of problems. Let's put it that way. I have physical issues, like major anxiety. So just very like tolerant. Basically,
understanding.
Number two is basically the human version of Xanax.
That's human version of Xanax, guys. Look it up. Look it up if you don't know.
Cool. That's what I want.
Cool. And you have one more.
Have you ever seen
yes.
Morticia Gomez? Where he's like so in love with her and she's just likes him like so much and they're like both madly in love with each other. That's the goal.
So both madly in love with each other to the point where it's almost concerning.
Yay.
That's to the outside world. Okay, that's the goal. Okay, there you guys go. So drop your numbers, sound off in the comments.
Stop.
You can email us at cool. You can find our Instagram at cool.
Oh my God, speaking of which, I'm actually popping off on Instagram right now. I almost got 1,000 followers on Peter Instagram.
I need to I'm getting back into the social media business. I've taken a really long break, but now we're getting back into it. Guys, watch me play video games. I play video games every Thursday. Sound off in the comments below if you like video games, okay?
Cool. Look at us.
She's pulling
the guy
it up,
that
guys.
I liked in high school. So
I'm scared.
Never mind. Oh. I didn't have an end to that story. I'm sorry.
That's the story. A guy in my high school.
I literally didn't. Yeah. That's it.
I should take out my external hard drive. Let's do that.
I literally did not have an end to that story. Do I get to do speed dating with you or are you with someone right now?
I'm single.
Okay, let's do speed dating.
Let's do speed dating. All right.
What's your name? What's your
my
pronouns?
My name is JJ. JJ. You can call me Jemmy. JJ.
What's your pronouns?
He, him, they, them.
Okay. What was this? How would you describe yourself?
He's too much, but not enough at the same time. Like, he knows what he wants, but like, is he sure? Is he about that life? The answer is yes. But is it?
And how would others describe you?
Tall.
Okay. Let's see here. You are approached by someone and asked for your number.
Mm-hmm.
You recognize them, but they don't recognize you.
Yikes. Mind you, their number's already in our phone. We've already had this conversation before. But then again, dementia is, you know, sweeping the country.
Jesus. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to paint scenarios for you. What is the perfect date?
The perfect date. Oh my gosh. Okay. The perfect date. It all depends because there's like my kind of perfect date and then like, I guess the generic perfect date. Yikes. Okay. So I'm a pretty, I'm like in between like a dominant kind of subdominant or whatever the fuck that's called in terms of making decisions and being just chill and go with the flow. I'm usually go with the flow guy until it gets so annoying where I have to make decisions. And I'm very much, let's do this. This is going to equal this. And this is going to equal this. I like to plan things out to the T. I like to, you know, if I'm getting ready for the day, I work backwards. So I work from the lowest, from the last thing I'm going to do. And I work all the way up. So I have a full list and agenda of things I'm going to do. I like being planned. If things are not planned, it gives me anxiety. So if you like going like full out, go with the flow, it's not going to work for me. I like to go with the flow as long as I know what we're doing.
Yikes.
I know. It's bad.
Interesting.
What was the question?
What's your perfect date?
Oh, the perfect date. Okay. So I like to drive. I drive, but I don't like driving. So please come pick me up. Pick me up. Cool. Make sure you have a car that fits me. I'm 6'8". Almost 6'9". Gabby's 6'10". We said this in a pod. Podcast episode before. We said you're 6'10". I'm 6'9".
We are taller than everybody at the pod conventions, though. For the record.
Yeah, but we told
maybe
them
not that much.
6'9" and 6'10".
I could get shoes high enough to fit that both of us.
Thank you. I would like to wear that. I don't want to be taller like physically. I'd like to be taller mentally.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the perfect date, you know, you come pick me up and then we, you know, there we go to either to a nice restaurant, we go out for, I'm literally down for whatever as long as I know what we're doing. You want to go to the movies? Let's go to the movies. I know people are like, movies are so, it's a first date. Who cares? Who cares? Anyways, we go to a movie, we go out for dinner, we have fun, we chill back at my place and that's when we take a little bit of whatever it is to, you know, have fun. If you don't drink, if you don't smoke, that's perfectly fine. But then we sing our hearts out to karaoke. Okay. And I don't care if I hate karaoke. I hate singing. I don't give a damn.
I'm going to look you in the eyes and serenade you.
You're going exactly. That's exactly. I need to hear some Neo. I need to hear you do Beyonce. I need to hear everything. I need to hear everything. I need to hear the gut-wrenching songs. I need to hear songs that I like. Sing me the song that plays when you get home. You know what I mean? That's a perfect date.
Got a white boy on my roster.
And if that's what it is, it is what it is. He be feeding me lobster and pasta. If that's what it is, it is what it is. It is what it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay. It is what it is. I got a white boy on my roster. I don't like white boys, though. I'm pissed and like done. Absolutely not. I don't know how you do it.
That's why you like me.
Exactly. You're probably the only white person. Let me think. No, I lied. My best friend from high school is white and I still talk with him. In fact, we game all the time. But in terms of white people that I would date, you're probably the only one.
I just like the way you did that. Thank you. I'm copying you.
You're number one.
You.
No worries.
Eventually, we'll make it official.
Yeah, we will. We will. We will.
You guys at a convenience.
Yeah, only. Just, you know, for the taxes.
The depressing thing is inflation ship might be a real thing.
You know, people are doing that nowadays.
Yes.
People are marrying. I read on, I was reading that these two guys that are not gay got married to each other for the sake of the taxes.
Yes.
Whoa.
Wouldn't you?
I would.
For your check?
What?
Yeah.
Let me not let the church hear this. I would do it for
listen,
a check.
Listen.
How can I benefit from this ain't financially?
I am not a religious girly.
I am.
I am here for a, what was it with that? There's a whole speech in Little Women that is delivered about Amy March basically talks about that marriage is it's a financial decision. It is. It absolutely is.
It is. It is. Come on. It so is.
So
marriage anyway, is also a Western concept, but hey, a lot of things are Westernized.
But for money?
For money?
For money?
For money?
For money?
For money.
And that's the thing too, is like, there has to be like a prenup and like all these things. Cause like, I've been working since I was like 16, right? Mm-hmm. I have a degree. I mm-hmm. have all these things. Like, I cannot just like stupidly link up with someone.
Listen.
And lose all my stuff.
The girlies only don't want to get a prenup because they have nothing to prenup with.
Oh, your girl's got hundreds of thousands of
dollars. Oh, no. I know we do. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
The girlies don't want prenups because they have nothing to prenup with.
Your girl wants a prenup. Hey, we just letting believe you know.
This is a prenup household.
The two of us are getting a prenup. We are having our own separate bank accounts. We'll have a joint. We do our own business dealings together. There is money involved in this friendship.
And there's money involved separately.
Yeah, exactly. We have our own
We have our own And if you guys don't want to get a prenup, that's fine. And some of the girlies are marrying for the papers. Let's talk about it. Let's talk. I mean, I'd be one of those girlies. That'd be the easiest way for me to get a U.S. citizenship.
I was going to say, come on over, baby.
What's some of the
get that green card.
Hey, swipe my visa.
I have a passport now.
Oh, congratulations. How do you feel?
I'm very proud of myself.
Good. Do you feel fulfilled?
Not really.
Oh. What is it going to take for you to feel fulfilled?
Oh, my God. Okay, therapist. Jesus. Holy shit. Out of nowhere. Did you know one day you're going to be bones?
I mean, wait, one day? Aren't we already bones?
One day all you're going to be is bones.
Technically speaking, we are not bones. We are a sack of meat floating in fluid. That's all we are.
With bones.
With bones. No. With bones. With bones. It's like a DLC because some people don't have bones.
I'm going to plead the fifth on the whole feeling fulfilled thing. That was out of nowhere.
You don't feel fulfilled. Viewers at home, do you feel fulfilled?
What? No. It wasn't do you feel fulfilled. It was what is it going to take?
Run the clip back. What will it take for you to be fulfilled? Sound off in the comments.
No, literally, though. What is it going to take, you mindless bitch?
You know what it's going to take me? It's going to take me, first of all, for me, God. It's going to take me God. No. Second of all?
Thank you, next.
Right. My family.
Okay.
Third, and by family, this is an extension of friends. Third, and by extension of friends, this is like friends, families, blood related, not blood related,
stop
whatever.
Wiggling your middle finger at me.
Sorry.
I know you're not trying to be aggressive right now, but those fighting words.
Let me use my other fingers. Use my other ones. And the what was it? The third one? Money. Give me money.
Money, 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 money. Oh,
we gotta put it in the trash for the week. What are you?
I forgot about that.
Putting in the trash for
my immune system because it's garbage.
Not again. I think you put that in the trash every single time.
My immune system is garbage and it keeps getting me sick. Listen to my voice. It's very nasally right now because I'm still coming off of it.
Oh.
What are you throwing in the trash, baby?
What am I going to put in the trash this week? The economy.
Okay.
The economy goes in the trash.
That's very valid.
Everything is so expensive and we make a lot of money. This is the problem.
We're grown up boys.
We are grown boys. We live on our own. We pay rent. Why is everything so expensive?
Oh, I completely forgot to tell you. Actually, I figured out I'm throwing away something. We've talked about apartment stuff. My heat has been broken for 3 weeks now, and no one's fixing it. I completely forgot to say. Remember I was telling you that I was pissed off and I was going to tell you later? I completely forgot to tell you this.
You're throwing your heater in the trash.
I have my own space heater, but like every single time my landlord's been like, well, we'll like call them and like get, no, it's been 3 weeks.
That is
it's
so
like
bad.
30 degrees here.
It's 30 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's under zero for those that don't
know. No, that's regular zero.
No, 32 is regular zero.
32 is regular zero.
So I think you said 30s.
30s.
Oh, I missed this. Okay.
Zzz. Okay. Anyway, it's bad. Like,
that's
it's
really bad.
Objectively bad. And like, anyway, it's been a whole thing. I've been working on it. It's not going well. Thinking about calling the attorney general tomorrow.
You should. We are putting trashy landlords
in the trash.
In the trash.
Okay. Now we can sign off.
Now we sign off. I hope you guys enjoyed this laid back, chill episode of Ginger Garbage. There was no topic. There was nothing. We gave you
somehow
guys.
Somehow we can still fill each other's company.
Right. A whole hour worth of talking of utter nonsense. We played utter the uke for you guys. We
really
stripped
badly.
For you guys. We gave you guys a speed date. We did so.
I don't even remember the ukulele thing. Thank you for reminding me.
We did so
many
things.
I completely blacked on that.
So many one-off bits in one episode. This is crazy. We're okay. Here. Guys, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your week. This is Jay and this is G, and we are signing up.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I forgot that my ukulele was on my bed.
Oh.
You're not my dad.
You're not my dad.
Bye.
Bye. You know what it's going to take me? God. Second of all, lips and a tip.
Yeah, no, same.